Hello, these are the reflections for December 30th, 2020, which is the day before December 31st, 2020, when all of us will bid farewell to this year and the darkness within this year. My name is Father Jerry McGlone. I'm a senior research fellow at the Berkeley Center for Religion, Peace, and World Affairs at Georgetown University. As a Jesuit and as a priest, these days after Christmas are filled with this amazing sense of what the psalmist says, let the heavens be glad and the earth rejoice. That God is amongst us, that would we have the eyes of God to see in each other, to see in this world the goodness, the glory, and tremble before him all the earth, as the psalmist says. So the first word that comes to mind is just be glad, let the earth rejoice. Be glad this day that the darkness will soon end of this year and we will begin again anew. The second image that comes to me is this image of the prophetess Anna, whose sole love of her life was waiting for the Messiah. She spent hours, day upon day, night upon night in prayer, with one thing in mind, that her eyes would see the Savior of the world. Now that's a woman who had a mission. And that's a woman who then, as soon as she saw this child, proclaimed it to everyone. Like the first missionary women after the resurrection, Anna foretold what women would be in the church. That they would first witness to God and go and proclaim it. And now we need more of those witnesses like Anna and like Mary Magdalene, who went forth and brought forth change in this male-dominated world and society. The third and final image reminds me of this wonderful poem by Mary Carr. These times after Christmas force us into an evaluation of this past year, force us into a way in which we, like Anna, have anticipated something so magnificent, but that we fail to recognize how much God is with us and the ones we love. So this next 24 hours before 2021 comes into being, perhaps you might have the eyes of Anna, or even the eyes and words of Mary Carr this night, and this day, when you are able to see in those you love and those you hate the image of the God made real and incarnate. This poem is called Descending Theology, Christ Human. Such a short voyage for a God. You arrived in animal form so as not to scorch us with your glory. Your mask was an infant's head on a limp stalk, sticky eyes smeared blind, limbs rendered useless in swaddle. You came among beasts as one came into our care or its lack, came crying as we all do, because the human frame is a crucifix, each skeletus born a lifetime. Any wanting soul laying prostrate on a floor to receive the poured sunlight might, if still enough, feel your cross buried in the flesh. One has only to surrender, you preached. Open both arms to the inner and ever-present embrace, which props one up, out reaches every grasp. It's in the form embedded, love adamant as bone. The miracle's not just that you became us, but also those breathe-in instants allotted to us each even poor brother Judas, when one relinquishes self and will and want, then you're laid bare in us. And for some briefly gentle eye blink, we bloom and are you. May you bloom and become as God is. Farewell, 2020. And may we be the light for 2021. God bless.